Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Let's go there with Shira and Ryan, Channel Q.
Well, we have news today that is a huge win for the trans community. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit has affirmed that trans people who experience gender dysphoria are protected under the Americans with Disabilities Act and the Rehabilitation Act. Joining us right now is Jennifer Levi, Transgender Rights Project Director at GLBTQ Legal Advocates and Defenders. Thanks for being here.
Thanks so much. It's great to be joining you.
Yes. So let's get into this. What prompted this change?
Yeah. So this case was brought on behalf of a transgender woman who was incarcerated and denied medical treatment and misplaced in a men's facility. So she had a really smart lawyer who brought a claim challenging her mistreatment under the Americans with Disabilities Act and got a really great outcome here.
Yeah, now, leading up to this outcome, I know there's so much work that has to be done, right? Because as we've seen in this country, fighting for trans rights isn't the easiest. So what is that process of getting to this moment where there's a win that, and who knows, can it be possibly applied to other situations where this comes up, or is it a case-by-case situation?
Yeah, great question. So absolutely, a lot goes into this kind of outcome. And this decision definitely applies in other contexts. So just to step back a little bit, the disability protections seek to ensure that people with stigmatized medical conditions don't face barriers in a whole range of contexts. And that can be in the workplace, it can be in public spaces, and in this case, it was in the context of a prison. So the whole point here is to make sure that people who are otherwise, including transgender people, you know, who are just looking for treatment that is the same as other people, aren't denied it because of bias and misperceptions and stigma about the medical experience and condition that they face.
So if people feel like they've been through this and this has happened to them in the past, can they do something about it now and fight back? Obviously, we know that as of now, people can fall back on this and win any sort of lawsuit, possibly, or be protected at least.
Yeah, I mean, that's the hope, right? You know, there's definitely timelines that people should think about. And so reaching out to a lawyer to get some legal advice is helpful. But what's really important to know is that the Americans with Disabilities Act ensures that people are entitled to reasonable accommodations in the workplace. And so if somebody is, you know, in the process of transition or being denied some kind of equal treatment, then they can request to make sure that they are like fully integrated and treated the same as everybody else. So that's what's so powerful about this decision. It's really quite exciting.
Yeah, it really is. But I also know that the work doesn't stop here, right? What are you all working on and focusing on towards the future to make sure that we see equal rights across the board?
Yeah, wow, such a great question. You are right. This work does not stop. And honestly, in this moment, we are just facing so much backlash across the country because of misunderstandings about transgender people's lives. And so we're working to challenge some of the very serious, you know, exclusions that transgender people are facing in terms of having equal access to medical care or, you know, young people's full inclusion in schools. We're trying to ensure that parents with transgender kids can get the support that they need and that their kids need to be able to thrive. So you're absolutely right. I mean, there's so much work to do right now, but I will just say, I think that on the positive side, there's a lot more visibility around transgender people's lives. I think in, you know, increasing numbers, we see positive depictions of transgender people in, you know, TV and movies and just in people's communities. So I think we're making progress, which is exciting. But yeah, there's a lot of work to do. That's for sure.
Well, now with this being upheld, how can people make sure they're protected? Like, is there a process if someone feels like this is happening to them? What is your advice?
Oh, yeah. You know, I think for starters, of course, you know, it depends on what context, whether it's in employment or whether it's in a school, you know, or whether it's in a housing facility, then, yeah, there's definitely a lot of legal groups. GLAAD is one. National Center for Lesbian Rights is out there. Lambda Legal, the ACLU, LGBTQ Rights Project. I mean, there's a lot of legal organizations out there to help people who are facing barriers in everyday life. So definitely check out the materials and the resources and start there.
All right. That was Jennifer Levi, Transgender Rights Project Director at GLBTQ Legal Advocates and Defenders. Thanks again.
Yeah, thanks so much to you all. I really appreciate it.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.